This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia. Hi there, g'day, and welcome to this episode of The Settlement Guide, a series where we help you navigate life in Australia. Whether you arrived today, have been living here for years, whether you were born in Australia, or you're planning to move here shortly, this series is for you. My name is Claudiana Blanco, and I came to live in Sydney more than a decade ago, and I'm still learning about life down under every day. Today, we will explore the significance of the Melbourne Cup, Australia's most famous horse race. For more than 160 years, it has attracted huge crowds that celebrate the world's best horses and riders. But it also raises questions over the ethics of the racing industry, animal welfare, and problem gambling.
It is called the race that stops a nation because effectively it stops everyone in Australia at that time when the race is on.
Melbourne Cup is often seen as a day where we get together and celebrate, but what we're celebrating is wrong.
Let's get started. On the first Tuesday in November, Australia traditionally stops to watch a horse race. The Melbourne Cup is the highlight of the racing calendar and one of the most prestigious competitions in the world. Neil Wilson is the chair of the Victoria Racing Club, which is responsible for the Melbourne Cup. He says it is more than just a horse race.
It's actually part of the culture and fabric of Australia. It is also categorised as a major event. So similar to things like the Grand Prix or the tennis Grand Slams. And interestingly, in Melbourne, it's a public holiday. Around Australia, in fact, every second adult will stop and listen or watch the race. Globally, it's becoming a big race as well. We have an audience across 160 countries with a reach of close to 750 million people across the globe.
The Melbourne Cup is the seventh race of Cup Day at Flemington Racecourse. It is the centerpiece of the week-long Melbourne Cup Carnival and a highlight of the Victorian Spring Racing Carnival season. Neil Wilson again.
It is called the race that stops a nation because effectively it stops everyone in Australia at that time when the race is on. In its early days, it's endured world wars. It endured through the depression period in Australia. And also, more recently, it continued through the COVID pandemic.
From a field of hundreds, 24 thoroughbreds qualify to run the 3,200-metre course. Horses must be at least 3 years of age to compete. Racing Victoria's Veterinary Service General Manager, Dr. Grace Forbes, explains.
The thoroughbred is a breed of horse, and all horses that compete in thoroughbred horse racing have to be registered with the Australian Stud Book from birth. Not dissimilar, perhaps, to dogs that compete in dog shows. They're required to be registered with a stud book to validate their parentage.
The Melbourne Cup is a handicap race. Horses carry extra weight depending on their starting weight, age, the jockey, and previous performance. This way, each horse has an equal chance of winning. Mr. Wilson says Cup Day draws crowds of 300,000 people to Flemington Track.
People come in the morning and they enjoy entertainment, they enjoy the surrounds, they enjoy being dressed up. Fashion is a very big part of the event, so a lot of people look forward to Cup Day and Cup Week to be dressed up in their most fashionable hats and their suits and their beautiful dresses. And even in parties that happen in hotels, in offices, in homes, people get dressed up and they follow the racing and they enjoy, as Australians, this special moment on that first Tuesday in November.
But while many Australians celebrate the Cup, many also strongly oppose it. Kristen Lee is the communications director for the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses. an organization that has held a protest event called NUP to the Cup for more than a decade.
Melbourne Cup is often seen as a day where we get together and celebrate, but what we're celebrating is wrong.
For years, horse racing has been questioned over their treatment and exploitation of animals. The industry has faced scrutiny regarding animal welfare, breeding processes, and cruel training practices. Also, their ethical considerations regarding how racing and whipping techniques impact the animals and the frequent euthanizing of injured horses. Miss Lee again.
The problem isn't the Melbourne Cup. The problem is horse racing in general. When you use animals for entertainment and gambling profits, there's always going to be pain and suffering because they're seen as money-making machines.
The Cup is one of the world's richest races. In 2022, the prize is worth $8 million. The winner receives $4 million and a $250,000 trophy. It is also Australia's biggest one-day gambling event. Once a year, punters place their bets, and workplaces often run sweepstakes. Miss Lee says, although the Melbourne Cup boosts the Victorian economy, it does so at the expense of problem gambling.
In the past 10 years, thoroughbred wagering turnover has doubled. $29 billion is now gambled on thoroughbred racing alone each year. So horse racing isn't only bad for the horses, it's bad for humans.
The Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses has also been documenting the annual on-track death numbers for years.
Well, horses killed on Australian racetracks on average every 2.5 days. Thousands more are taken away from the track injured and killed behind the scenes, and they're the ones we never learn about. In the last 10 years, 8 horses have been killed at Flemington on Melbourne Cup Day. This is from injuries that they sustain from being raced for big prize money. And because recovery is expensive and time-consuming and really difficult for a horse, they will just euthanize them on the track.
However, Mr. Wilson defends the Cup, saying issues around animal welfare are becoming a growing focus.
Thoroughbred racehorses love to run. They're increasingly looked after to a level that people may not really appreciate. They have vets on hand, they have dentistry work, chiropractic work. It's a very similar profile to looking after a human being, and they're so well prepared. It is a wonderful sport with the horse in the centre, and we all understand that without the horse being well looked after and enjoying what they love doing, then we don't have the sport.
Dr. Grace Forbes adds her team has put procedures in place to reduce injury rates. Ensuring the safety of horses and their riders is their top priority.
We have a number of veterinary protocols for 2022 to reduce the risk of serious injuries in racehorses, both those competing in the Melbourne Cup and also the international horses that are travelling to Victoria to compete in the spring racing carnival. Even though we do have the best safety record in thoroughbred horse racing globally, that doesn't stop us from trying to better that.
Stress fractures like those seen in human athletes are the most common injuries they see in horses. Dr. Forbes says early detection is key.
One of the ways that we go about detecting injuries at an early stage is by making use of our advanced diagnostic imaging. So Racing Victoria with the state government purchased the first standing CT scanner for horses. CTs were quite difficult to do in horses because they required the horse to have a general anaesthetic. With this new machine, we're able to perform very detailed scans while they're standing and awake, and it's also very quick.
A standing body scan is now a requirement for every horse prior to competing in the spring racing carnival. However, the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses insists there are alternative ways for people to dress up and have a good time without involving animal cruelty or problem gambling.
We can still celebrate animals and coming together and having fundraisers and all sorts of things to their benefit.
Regardless of your stance, the Melbourne Cup is part of Australian history and culture, and the most famous horses and their legacies are cherished. If you or your loved one is affected by problem gambling, you can contact the Gambling Help Online website, that is gamblinghelponline.org.au, or call 1-800-858-858. You can also call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Settlement Guide, written and produced by Melissa Compagnoni and hosted by me, Claudiana Blanco. The Settlement Guide Managing Editor is Rosa Germian. Until next time.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.